It's large, it's remote, it's protected, and chances are you might never ever see the Papahanaumokuakea Marine National Monument in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. An expedition starting next week will give you a chance, though, to view in real time what researchers are discovering as a remotely operated underwater vehicle goes looking for adventure. Daniel Wagner is again the lead scientist for this journey of the NOAA ship Okeanos Explorer. He joins us now in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann. Thank you so much for having me.
Has this been the adventure of your lifetime?
So it's an absolutely wonderful project. Last summer, we actually sailed on the Okeanos Explorer up to the northwestern Hawaiian Islands, and it was an extremely unbelievable adventure. And we're going back this next Tuesday on a three-week mission up there, and it's going to be very exciting, and especially because, as you mentioned, everyone can follow along in real time, watch the videos, and it's wonderful that people can share on the excitement.
It also is going to be a little bit bittersweet, isn't it? Because this is the last voyage into that particular area.
So, yeah, the Okeanos Explorer has been or is currently here in Hawaii, and it's focusing on the U.S. Pacific for the next 3 years. As I mentioned, this is the second expedition to Papahanaumokuakea, and then it's going to move on to other places in the U.S. Pacific.
When you're gone over these next 3 weeks, starting next Tuesday, what specifically for you will be something that you'll tout as being the big win of this voyage as opposed to a lot of the video and a lot of the discovery that we saw from last year?
So we are looking for things, for new things, basically. And as you mentioned, Papahanaumokuakea is so big, and a largest portion of the monument is actually in very deep waters. So we are going to go to places that we've never been before, and so chances are we're going to find new things. Last year, in those 3 weeks, we came back with 35 specimens, all of which represented new species or new species records for the region. And I guarantee that the same thing is going to be true this year. Again, the biggest excitement is that everyone can follow along in real time, and it's just very exciting that people can share in the excitement.
And, of course, we'll have links to all that on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation. But this is also to say that there is so much exploration that can be done and continues to be done underwater, although most people sort of have maybe they're a little bit more circumspect about how that would impact their own lives. But the fact that there's so much yet to explore certainly excites you.
Yes, and that's a very good point is, most people know that the biggest portion of the planet is underwater, but the biggest portion is actually in very deep water and places that haven't even been mapped. Over 95% of the ocean is not mapped, and we very rudimentary information of how does the seafloor look like we don't have for much of the planet, and in especially places that are of cultural and biological significance like Papahanaumokuakea, we're still trying to get some baseline information.
Having just said that, Daniel, why is it that so many people seemingly discount discoveries under the water, and particularly in deep water, where most of that comes out more in the form of science fiction?
Well, a lot of it is because the resources to go explore and do these things are limited. We don't get to do it at the rate that we hope for because there is so much, uncharted terrain still, and there's these kind of snapshot views that we get at this terrain. Most people are just not aware of how much of our planet still needs to be surveyed and explored.
What would counter that? The idea that, people just don't really know how much is there. Do we not do a really good job of talking about those ideas?
Oh, yeah, and that's a good point. And we all need to make a better effort at trying to educate the general public and people that might not be scientists or explorers or in this realm of, how much we still have to be discovered and explored.
Which is kind of the point of being able to stream it in real time. And see what you're seeing as you're seeing it.
Exactly, yeah. And I do want to put out a plug here, so you can either just Google Okeanos Explorer or follow them on oceanexplorer.noaa.gov. There's a tab there for live video, and around the clock, you can tune in and watch exactly what's happening on the ship. So when the remotely operated vehicle is in the water, you'll be following the video as we see it on the ship. And then in the times when the ROV is not in the water, you can see what the scientists are doing when they're processing samples. So it's a really neat tool for people to get a little bit of a sense of what it is like to go out to sea and do these discovery missions.
And virtually be with you in ways that in reality they likely won't be able to.
Yeah, and it's just, I'm just fascinated with the technology. We'll be going up north of Midway Atoll, which is over 2,000 miles away here from Honolulu. We'll be diving in some cases 3 miles deep, and you can actually watch the video just with a couple seconds of delay of, you know, something that's 2,000 miles and 3 miles deep away. It's really unbelievable.
And pretty amazing that we have that capability now. Are you also going to be accepting comments and so people can be in contact with you?
So there are a couple ways that people can follow on. Of course, they can watch the video. Every time we do these missions, we set one day of the expeditions where people can ask questions to the scientists. This is going to be March 3rd. There's going to be a link on that website that I just mentioned, oceanexplorer.noaa.gov, where anyone can ask anything of the scientists, the pilots, the engineers, the crew of the ship. And during that day, we all take some time out of our day to answer the questions the public might have.
Well, that's good information and a lot of fun, too. And thank you very much for giving us a preview. And have a very, very safe journey and one full of discoveries that makes a lot of memories for you, too.
Thank you so much, Bethann.
Daniel Wagner is once again the lead scientist when the NOAA ship Okeanos Explorer leads the expedition to the northwestern Hawaiian Islands. It starts next week. And as we were talking about, NOAA will be live streaming the Papahanaumokuakea Marine National Monument exploration. For more information, take a look at our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.